Hey, we are here at the 2018 Correlation Client Conference in sunny San Diego, California. We're here with Mr. Ted Kirk from Advanced Fraud Solutions. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks, Mike. How
good.
Are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for hanging out with us for a few minutes. How's the conference going for you guys?
It's been really good. We've got a lot of customers talking to a lot of prospects here as well, credit unions that are looking for some help with check fraud, credit and debit card fraud. So that's really right in our wheelhouse. So it's been great. Excited to be out here. It's our first year at the show.
Welcome. Yeah, glad to have you out.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Right on. Is there anything in particular? I mean, I know you're here to kind of network and get some new business, all that type of stuff. But is there anything in particular that you want to take back from here? Are you attending any sessions? Do you have a chance to do that? Or
I haven't gotten a chance to get into any sessions because we've had a lot of traffic coming by the booth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never mind then.
But, I think... like I said, it's our first year out here. We're starting to work more closely with Correlation. We're both, really credit union focused companies. AFS was started by a group of credit unions in the Carolinas. So, we're excited just to kind of continue to build that relationship and expand in the credit union space in particular. I think CUs have some unique fraud challenges that we can help with.
Well, let's talk about those unique fraud challenges. I think we were talking before we started the recording about some things, check fraud trends. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, I think for the last 10 years, people have been talking about checks going away, right? And to be fair, we all know check volumes have gone down a bit over the last decade. But what's interesting that we're seeing is that the check fraud as a dollar figure has actually stayed pretty still. So you've got this interesting situation where there's about 50% fewer checks, changing hands than there were a decade ago. But that fraud figure is the same. So really what you're looking at is every transit check you look at, there's a greater chance it's going to be fraudulent. And, your basically expected value of your fraud loss per check is just gone up. So kind of interesting point to be at where people might have taken some focus off checks, but now they're looking at it and realizing, hey, we're really getting hit on the fraud losses.
Cool. So what else do we need? So we're talking also about mobile and remote deposit or RDC. Yeah, RDC fraud.
So we've seen really just as the chip shift has happened on the card side, the EMV shifts, making it a little bit tougher for fraudsters to commit that point of sale fraud with credit and debit cards. So what we've been hearing from a lot of credit unions across the country is just that's really driving the fraudsters back to checks as kind of their preferred fraud channel. Well, it becomes kind of a numbers game. It's a low-tech payment method. So if I'm a fraudster, I've got a printer and some check stock. I can print 1,000 bad checks. If 10 of them work, it was a worthy investment of time and capital. So, and especially everybody's out there, we want to give the members and customers easy ways to get checks into the institution, but the mobile and remote deposit, it's really a great member experience, but it's giving a lot of ways where people can deposit checks and they never have to look at anybody in the face. And so what we've been hearing from customers is just that's driving the fraud up on the mobile and remote deposit.
Okay. I've always thought about that.
Yeah. And so it's, the fraud, counterfeit, those types of things, altered fictitious checks, but then also duplicate deposits where maybe I take a picture of a check with my mobile app and then I take it into a branch either at the same institution or a different institution. So the duplicate deposits.
Can they catch that though? Isn't that something that's easily catchable or not? Yeah. Am I just being ignorant here?
No, so I think what we hear is a lot of people have something to catch it in-house. So if somebody deposits it with my mobile app and then brings it into my branch, it can be easier to catch. What most people don't have is cross-institutional. So you and I work at two different credit unions. I deposit a check with your mobile app and then bring it into my branch. So that's one of the things that AFS has developed as part of TrueChecks is cross-institutional duplicate detection. So we are just able to tell you, hey, this check with the same routing account and check number is already cleared at a different institution yesterday, so you shouldn't take that item.
I see now, and now I know how that works. Okay, light bulb goes on.
Sure. So we're really just, a lot of the conversations we're having are just encouraging people, make sure you automated check fraud prevention is always a good thing. You know, the less manual intervention required from staff always just makes things easier, make sure it's getting on every item. Getting it as close to the point of presentment or point of deposit as you can, just so you don't have that delay between when the check comes in and when you really find out what's going on in that account. And then also just kind of the omni-channel thought of making sure, you know, all my bases are covered. So you go out on the football field without knee pads, you're probably going to get hit in the knees, right?
Ouch.
So if you have it at the teller line, make sure you've got the fraud prevention on the mobile deposits as well, RDC, merchant, all these different angles that checks can come into the bank, image-enabled ATMs. So like I was touching on, everybody's spending a lot of money to provide that positive member experience, but you want to make sure the credit union's covered in all those different deposit channels.
Mercy, man, you guys got a big job.
We do.
Big job.
But thankfully, you know, we've been able to help out. We're working with about 600 credit unions across the country. So,
well done.
Yeah, well, I think it speaks more to just software works pretty well, and there's a lot of fraud out there, so people need help with it.
You got job security there for a little while, so.
Hope so. Knock on wood, right?
All right, anything else to wrap up here, Ted? This is good stuff.
No, I don't think so. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
And hope to see you again soon.
You got it, man. You got
cool.
it. Ted Thanks, Kirk, Mike. Everybody. Advanced Fraud Solutions. Well done, sir.
Appreciate it.